Harper Audio presents Woman with a Gun, a novel by Philip Margolin, performed by Hilary Huber. Part 1, Woman with a Gun, 2015. Chapter 1. Wild Levine and Barstow, how may I direct your call? Stacy Kinn said, trying to sound perky and barely succeeding. Perky was getting harder and harder each mind-numbing day she worked as the law firm's receptionist. The pep talks she gave herself on the subway didn't work. Neither did the triple-shot espressos they made in the coffee bar in the Midtown Manhattan office building where she toiled. From 9 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon, with an hour off for lunch, Stacy manned the firm's reception desk and stared at the glass doors that opened into the hall near the elevators. Wild, Levine, and Barstow had a lot of clients, so she was always asking callers to whom they wished to speak, or serious-looking people whom they wanted to see. That's all she did, over and over. There were times when Stacy wondered if she was trapped in a hideous nightmare, where every boring day was like every other boring day for all eternity. Everything had been so different 8 months ago when Stacy moved from the Midwest to Manhattan. I'm a struggling artist in New York City. It doesn't get much better than this, Stacy told herself during those early days. Her enthusiasm had been fueled by the comments of Morris DeFord, winner of the Penn Faulkner Award for Fiction and a finalist for the National Book Award. Professor DeFord had told Stacy that her short story, A Fragment of the Day, was one of the finest pieces of fiction he had read during his tenure in the MFA program at State. The vibrant characters, the complexity of the plot, and the quality of her prose were unique, he proclaimed. Then he urged her to let those characters run free and transform her miniature gem into a magnificent novel. As soon as she received her MFA, Stacy headed to New York City, convinced that simply living in the Big Apple would ignite a fire that would turn the tiny flame generated by A Fragment of the Day into a towering literary inferno. She had sought out a low-paying job that was not mentally taxing, so she would be free to think about her novel. Working as a receptionist at a law firm had sounded perfect, and she was thrilled when she was hired. Stacy had watched a lot of law-related shows on television. She fantasized about the sexy young associates who would make all sorts of witty comments she could use in her book, and she looked forward to encountering a wonderful mix of quirky characters she could use to populate her novel. Reality had intruded very quickly. First, Stacy was so busy answering the phone and greeting clients that she had no time to think about her book. Second, the partners at Wild, Levine, and Barstow practiced bankruptcy, probate, and tax law. And the partners and their clients were as dull as the firm's specialties. Finally, there were several associates, but they were as boring as the partners. None of them made witty comments. Another thing Stacy fantasized about on the way to New York was the men she might meet. Stacy had wide brown eyes, silky black hair, an engaging smile, and an attractive figure. At 28, she was still a romantic who wanted to fall in love with that special someone who would return her love and share her life, just like the character of Bill did with Angela in A Fragment of the Day. In Manhattan, Stacy believed she would hobnob with the literati, lunch with actors and artists, and date dynamic young men who shared her love of literature and art. The secretaries at the firm invited Stacy to the bars near her office building and to parties, but none of the men she met were budding Hemingways or Picassos. She had gone out with a few of them, but her dates just wanted to sleep with her, which she would have done if they had even hinted at being interested in a relationship. Stacy's non-existent social life and mind-numbing job would not have mattered if she were making progress on her novel, but she wasn't. The idea for her short story had struck her like lightning one sunny afternoon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?